fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 20th day of April, year of all our 2023. Almost lost a year there, didn't I? Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I do. I'm proud to say, as I look out over the beautiful Ozark forest, that we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The perfect tip of the day, this came home to roost with my brain yesterday quite a bit at the funeral, work on your physical conditioning. You know, we all need to do that. We all have limits, whether you're a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or an 80-year-old grandmother. Everybody's got their limits. The 20-year-old athlete does, as does the 80-year-old grandmother. So work on your physical conditioning. If you're starting a new exercise program and you have some kind of chronic issue to deal with, make sure you work with your healthcare professional before doing anything that could cause you harm. We have patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of high-quality water filters, beginning with the countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, the ReadyPure, which instead of the fragile, and it is fragile, plastic spigot on Berkey's, this has a solid metal one which will last for generations, going all the way to whole house water filters, which will help you achieve your goals of health and well-being. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Really good. I just pushed the send button to send you a just this moment, Stu Peters interview with Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. She had been a high-level scientist with the World Health Organization, became a scientist to help people around the world be healthy. That was her goal as a young lady. Now, 20-plus years later, she finds out the truth about the COVID vaccines.
Right.
Through her research. Apparently, there is no mRNA in these vaccines because, well, there simply isn't. And we've been lied to by Dr. Malone, who understands what mRNA is.
Right.
She's found parasites in there, heavy metals, and, of course, the graphene oxide. It's about a half-hour interview. It's going to be on my website before the day's over in the COVID panel. It's a game changer. I already sent a copy to Todd Collender. I know he's going to be very interested in Dr. Stuckelberger's work. She lives and works in Switzerland, I believe. Speaks excellent English, better than some of my hillbilly neighbors, by the way. And her work is a game changer, Kirk. It's an absolute game changer as to the true nature of what we're facing with this biological weapon called the COVID-19 vaccination, as I call it, the clot shot. Yesterday, Kirk, if you're listening to my show yesterday, you heard me play taps for my friend Jesse Barnett, who I found dead in his home last Saturday afternoon. He'd been dead for 3 to 5 days. I was talking to a local dentist who saw him only 2 weeks before he died. I hadn't seen Jesse face-to-face for a couple of weeks. He says, John, Jesse's lips were turning blue. Now, that's a clear sign of oxygen deprivation, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, definitely. I think these you know, COVID shots are very, very dangerous. Certainly some of them can be. And I'm with you on this graphene oxide. You know, I think that, you know, that element in the material is so conductive and so susceptible to, you know, frequency changes and other information that can be transported, you know, invisibly, that it becomes an excellent control tool, you know, as we move down the road. And I don't know at what stage they're at in terms of the completion of this, or, you know, how much of that grid is actually built, or whether or not all the shots, you know, were equal, you know, in what they contained. My guess is they were not. And I'm fairly certain that this was a test, and they probably have different batches that went to different places that allow them to track and see
results are. What you're saying has already been documented. The rate of people suffering side effects, which I call direct effects, has already been directly linked to certain batch lots of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. So that goal has already been accomplished, Kirk. And as I've said many times the past couple of years, if I wanted to murder everybody, I wouldn't do it all at once because that would be too obvious too quickly. I would spread it out over 2 or 3 years, which is what they're doing. Now, going back to my friend Jesse Barnett, I was talking to the dentist, and I'll be talking to him again. He's a friend. About the clots that are pulling out, that the embalmers are pulling out of dead people. Now, Jesse didn't go through embalming process because he was too far gone, having been dead 3 to 5 days. But it's amazing to me how a person can live at all with a blood clot in their femoral artery that's 2 or 3 feet long. So my belief, and I have no scientific or any kind of evidence other than what we already know, my belief is that Mr. Barnett had blood clot or clots that were slowing down the ability of his blood to get oxygen into the body because of these clots. And that was evidenced by his lips turning blue 2 weeks before he died. Anyway, Kirk, we have lots of issues to deal with. Very bizarre things going on with mentally ill men and mentally ill women pretending to become the opposite sex or one of the other 16 or 17 genders that are claimed to be real by people who should know better. It's real easy to get distracted with silliness, isn't it?
There's a lot of it going on, for sure. I'm sorry to hear about Jesse Barnett. How old was he?
65.
Ah, 65. Young.
Young man. Yeah, he was a veteran of the Army Reserve, peacetime Army, in the 1970s at the end of Vietnam, and worked his adult life in Chrysler, retiring early. He ended up the last several years at Chrysler as a union rep to help be the intermediary between the workers and the Chrysler corporate people. Great guy, very helpful in the neighborhood. He was my finance officer for the American Legion, and it's as helpful as he could be around town. He was divorced, had a one child, and several grandchildren. So anyway, life goes on, and I had to be careful what I said yesterday because I know several people that were vaxxed at the event, and I don't want to cause them needless distress by letting them know what I know, because there's no resolution. There's no way to be unvaxxed. So I'm sitting at the table talking to a woman who I know got the clot shot, along with her both her brothers. The one brother is now suffering from bladder cancer, is going to have his bladder removed, I believe, in a couple of weeks. Jeez. The other brother has multiple health issues. She seems to be fine, but that could just be her putting on a good show for everybody. But what's the point of causing people distress that are going to die anyway? I don't see any point to that. Do you, Kirk?
No, I hope that some of these folks, you know, had shots that were reasonably benign. You know, hopefully that's the case.
A saline solution? Well, we don't know. Unless they had the lot numbers. I looked up the lot numbers for what my daughter, my grandchildren got, my son-in-law, and some of them were quite harmful. So far, they seem to be healthy, but knock on wood, that could change any day. Something I need to do, and I need to, now that we're into better weather, is start visiting some of these local cemeteries, especially remote cemeteries, to see and confirm one way or the other if dead people are transmitting a MAC address. That's one of the rabbit holes. It's not going to be a game changer, but it would help in the overall picture understand what the hell is going on, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. This young man, this 21-year-old airman who released this information on the internet about classified information, there's a lot of questions being asked about how that was possible, because it was 2010, this young man who was mentally ill, wanted to be a girl, released classified information. All the protocols were changed to deny access to men like this 21-year-old airman, access to confidential CIA reports, which is what he allegedly released. So there's a lot of questions being raised about that. How did this young man who should not have had this kind of access get access? Those questions remain to be answered, don't they, Kirk?
Yeah, the whole story is, you know, sounds fishy to me. And so now you're saying that this soldier was a trans soldier or wanted to be one? Is that what
you're saying? No. In 2010, that young man who wanted to be a girl released information. It was big. It was major news.
At the time. That guy, right. The one that ran for Congress later? Or?
I don't think he
ran. Some office. I can't think of the name. Yeah. I think it's the same person.
No, this 21-year-old is not mentally ill.
Right.
Trying to become a woman. He's caught up in something that I'm not sure what it means. He probably did do this, but the question remains, how did he gain access to something that he should not have had access to? So that question remains to be answered.
I'm not sure that anything that gets promoted by the mainstream media, you know, in this way is not propaganda, you know, at this point, just because there's so much of that going on.
Well, as Tucker Carlson, you're right, but as Tucker Carlson pointed out, the mainstream media is focusing on the young man, demonizing him, instead of discussing the classified information that was released, which paints an entirely different picture of what's really going on in Ukraine. Who's winning, who's not winning, how many people are dying on the Russian side, how many are dying on the Ukraine side, and the now recently revealed fact due to these documents that American troops are involved on the ground in direct combat with Russian troops. That's war. We're engaged in direct war, not a war, a proxy war, which is what Vietnam was, and some of these other conflicts, but a direct war with Russia, with American troops directly in combat against Russian troops. That's a very slippery slope, isn't it, Kirk?
Well, I mean, it can accelerate quickly, and, you know, I don't like any deaths, you know, for any reason. You know, obviously, some of it can't be prevented. I just think the whole thing is misguided, you know, and I think it's about, you know, not only funneling money, but, you know, taxing and wearing down, you know, people's mental capacity. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but it's obviously very tragic, you know, for everybody involved in it on both sides. And I hope that it will end soon.
Well, we hope. Apparently, there have been attempts to mediate a truce, a ceasefire leading to a treaty between the two countries. What was revealed on Tucker last night is that apparently there's a power plant in Ukraine that has within the confines of that power plant, if I can quote as closely as I can, sensitive American nuclear things. I'm not sure what things, if they're documents or actually physical objects. So Tucker was raising a question that needs to be answered. What in the world is sensitive American nuclear material being in a power plant that's been, it's been captured by the Russians. And it reminds me of children on a playground, where there's a safe area where the child is safe when they're playing tag or something like that, and you can't touch them. The United States the State Department has written a letter to the Russian government asking them to not mess with the American sensitive nuclear material or documents, whatever it is I got there. as if the Russians are going to, you know, the Russians captured us fair and square in combat, whatever fair and square means, and now it's theirs. It's booty that's been captured by the Russian military. And why would they respect any request by the United States government to leave it alone? Why would they do that, Kirk?
They wouldn't. I think that, you know, we've known for a long time that there's been, you know, a lot of biological, you know, weapons development that's occurred, you know, behind the scenes in Ukraine because it's outside of the U.S. and, you know, is primarily under the control, you know, of the main controllers. And I think that, it's not a big jump to see how there could also be nuclear, you know, research and development there as well. But I agree completely. I don't think the Russians, you know, are going to have any reason to listen to anything that we would suggest about, you know, what information they should use and what they shouldn't. You know, it's every man for himself at this point.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, you manufacture water filtration, water purification systems that people can install in their homes. And, if, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have one of Kirk's water filters, you really need the following. One Ready Pure countertop for every two adults, one for every three children, one unopened, brand new, in the box, as a very high-quality barter item. And if you think your home might become a refuge for other family members, keep that in mind when you're making your decision. So right now, maybe it's mom and dad and a couple of kids, so you have two water filters, two Ready Pures. If you think some siblings may show up with their spouses, maybe some other children, one thing you don't want is people standing and waiting, because that's what would happen, standing and waiting for a drink of water as it filters down through the water system. Right, Kirk?
I just think that at this point, I mean, everybody needs to take, you know, water security very, very seriously. And I just think it's such an easy way, you know, for any enemy, foreign or domestic, to contaminate or infuse or whatever the process is, you know, the public, do it through the water supply. It's such an easy thing to do. And, you know, thinking that the water you get out of your public supply is going to be healthy and potable, you know, ongoing is really kind of just wishing. And I think you need to have the ability and take the responsibility, you know, to handle your water security yourself. And we've got many pieces of equipment to do that, including the simple pump, which is a way to ensure that you can draw water manually and keep it under pressure out of your well in the absence of electricity. And then, of course, our ReadyPure military grade unit, which is excellent for creating potable water out of suspect water.
We had a break. Everybody hold on. Call number is 512-248-8253. Okay. Thank you.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 20th of April. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. And listen carefully, a very nice $100 discount on each water filter that you buy when you mention my name when you call in. Or there's a coupon code when you place your order online to get the discount, isn't there, Kirk?
Right. You can use code LibertyMan or LibertyManWater, and you can access info on our company and our products at LibertyManWater.com.
Outstanding. Well, Kirk, getting back to Dr. Stuckelberger, she has impeccable credentials to discuss and testify, give evidence and testimony about these matters. Impeccable credentials, and her information is being checked out by other independent scientists and other independent laboratories to verify what she's saying. I have every reason to believe that her evidence, her testimony, will stand up to all proper scrutiny, I also, if she gets very much notoriety, I think that she'll be attacked by the mainstream media as being whatever they try to come up with. One thing, it's a 2,000-year-old story that if you can't attack the message, you attack the messenger. We've seen that many times, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. And it's interesting. I'll have to review that video today, which I'll find time to do later. We've been doing so many projects here on the property, not only getting our kiln finished, but I needed to move a military truck that I purchased about 10 years ago that hadn't been started for 10 years. And, of course, I had to replace, you know, both of the ginormous batteries that are in it. And I was delighted to find that once I did that, it started right up, which is a great testament to AM General.
And tell us about the truck. What model truck is it?
It's an M35A3. It's a 93. It was redone in 93, which is how...
It's a deuce and a half.
Yes.
All right. That's one of my very favorite trucks. When I was in Vietnam, the deuce and a half was something that was always reliable. And I recall going through the streets during the Tet Offensive with all my buddies. You know, we're all brandishing rifles, of course. It felt like... Paris in 1944 when Paris was being liberated. That's how we were treated. We were never treated like that before or after the Tet Offensive, but the Vietnamese people were really happy to see Americans with rifles going through their streets in these deuce and a half and a little two-truck convoy that we had.
I bet,
yeah, they were, absolutely. Send me a picture of your deuce and a half. I'd love to see it. It's on my list of things to do is to get a good quality M35.
I will. Yeah, it's a great truck. And just not a lot of fun working with the battery box, I'll tell you that. I needed about 15 tools to, you know, get the new batteries in and then clamped properly with this cage clamp they have. And everything is really tightly fitted. And, you know, it's just kind of a hokey design. I think that in an emergency, they must fill the battery box outside the vehicle and then throw the whole thing in the vehicle, but you need two very strong men, you know, to do that with the weight of it.
Yeah, well, our mechanics I knew in the Army were really strong guys.
I bet.
yeah, they were. The deuce and a half, if it was that truck new as a commercial vehicle, would be a $150,000 to $200,000 truck, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm sure. Easily. Yeah, I mean, this has the onboard compressor and the, you know, the tire pressure on the fly, you know, with the mini computer, and it's really well set up. And when I bought it, it only had 1,800 miles on it after the rebuild. And I had it repainted and had a dump bed put into it so I can actually haul some rocks if I want. You know, not as effective as the 5-ton would be. But, you know, you can get a couple of – rocks are just so expensive now. I mean, when I first moved into the property, you know, rocks for the driveway were – I don't know, $300 a load. Now it's like $800 a load. So, and most of that's in the trucking costs. So,
yeah, that's correct. But getting back to the deuce and a half, a very nice, when I say very nice, one that looks good, runs nice, has no mechanical issues, can be bought between $5,000 and $7,000, can't it?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Well, last time I checked, it still was.
Maybe. Yeah,
they're excellent value. I thought I saw a note where we had a caller, but there we go. Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Finney. Thank you for taking my call. I am just repeating what maybe I have already written to Mr. Moore, that this injection is not experimental. It's not a trial. It's final. And there are two reasons to state that. One is, of course, Mr. Moore has been saying that the injection has been known for years. And the second is that the 9-page single-space list, if you just search for syndrome and autoimmune, there'll be scores of instances of that. So,
hold on, Amit. We'll finish your comments after the break. Hold on, Amit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The COVID section will be updated before the day's over with the Stu Peters interview with Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. Very important. It's a game changer. You need to check that out. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience that week. It will be held at the Wildwood Springs Lodge celebrating 101 years. It's like going back into a time capsule. Great breakfast and dinner prepared by the chef. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll visit Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. Leon Green will join us for at least one day. You want details? They're at my website. You want to make reservations, call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. My Easter sale and energy clearance went quite well, sold out everything. I'm getting a fresh batch tomorrow. If you have issues with pain, doesn't matter the kind of pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. My address is there if you want to send me a check or money order. And I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And Amit, please continue with your comments, please.
Just as I said that you have been saying for some time that the injection has been known for a few years. So even if you ignore that, the 9-page single-spaced list of Pfizer knowing many side effects, if we just go to that and just do a control F search without any medical background or anything, so there'll be scores of instances, maybe 80, 90, maybe even more than if you add autoimmune and syndrome. So syndrome is typically defined for a layperson that when a physician does not understand the etiology or the progression of the disease, it's just swept under the rug, so to speak, by giving it the name syndrome. So even if one of them is seriously studied and included in the list, that shows that it has been there, it has been studied for a long time. So it's not an experimental or trial thing, it's the final thing. And anyone can think about people known to him or her, that has anyone ever been called to a physician's office for a medical assessment of having that injection? Perhaps the answer will be none. And yesterday, there was a Karen Kingston email. I don't subscribe to the full list or full text because it requires me to leave a credit card on file, the most popular paying model by Wall Street. So it just said that FDA and DOD contracts have described the injection as an electromagnetic device or electromagnetic structure. So that shows that it is wireless enabled or it's an injectable electrical device. It's not a vaccine at all. So that's all I have to say, that it's not final. I'm sorry, it's not experimental. It's final and it's an electrical device. And that's why nobody wants to talk what is exactly in the vial. So that's all I have to say. We should not render any misgivings as to what people have taken. That's all I have to say. Thank you again.
Thank you for the call, Amit. We appreciate it. Well, Kirk, Amit's always got some very insightful comments, doesn't he, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He does, yeah. Amit is a retired attorney living up there in Massachusetts, and he's a regular caller. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, getting back to the deuce and a half, I did a quick search on eBay. Looks like the only two trucks I found were $12,000 and $14,000.
Right.
That's still, these little side-by-side vehicles people get that like to ride around, they usually can cost $15,000,
$16,000. Absolutely.
And we're looking at about half the cost of a very small compact automobile.
Yep, that's right.
Some of these new cars, they make my Triumph look big. It's amazing how small they are, isn't it?
It's incredible. I mean, we have a fellow here that works at a gas station locally. He's got one of those smart cars. It's crazy. I think my Gator is bigger than his smart car.
It is amazing. But people want to save money, and that's how they do it, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't feel safe in that little thing. I mean, at least on a motorcycle, you can manipulate your way out of trouble. I don't know how easy it would be, you know, in one of those cars. I mean, I think the wheels on his car are smaller than on my motorcycle. I mean, it's almost like a riding lawnmower with a roof.
Amazing. It is truly amazing.
And yeah. They're expensive. I think he told me he paid close to $20,000 or $22,000 somewhere, you know, in that vicinity. You know, and this was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
So even those are a lot of money, yeah, no question.
No question at all. What's weighing heavy on your heart that you'd like to discuss this morning, Kirk?
Well, I mean, just I have to find a cab cover, you know, for this truck, and it's impossible to find one. I think I'm going to have to buy the fiberglass hard one, you know, for about $1,000, and paint it. The canvas ones are just they're unavailable at this point.
Oh, really?
You know, for that size, yeah. So I guess one of the main manufacturers went out of business that was making them.
Oh.
I don't think they don't make that truck anymore, do they? No.
No,
I mean, they might be redoing them.
No, the Army is – that's why there's so many of them so cheap, because they've released them all to the surplus market.
Right.
And there are some dealers around the country that sell them, and some do some refurbishing as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Looks like we got a caller here. We got Aunt Anna in Kentucky. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I would like to know a lot of the products you get in the stores now says contains a bioengineered ingredient. Do you have any idea what that would be?
I don't have a clue what that means with any definity. How about you, Kirk?
Are you saying that food products have bioengineered ingredients?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they have for a long time. I mean, really, any kind of a chemical concoction, whether it be preservatives or otherwise, I mean, it could be defined as bioengineered, although they may not be called that. But I think you're going to see a great infestation, you know, of this technology. They want everybody outfitted, you know, with these conductive materials, because then they can respond, you know, to the radio waves more effectively. I think even without this material, the human body can respond, you know, to dramatic frequency. I mean, that's been proven over and over again. I think this material just makes it easier, you know, for them to do it. I think you're going to see it in the food. I think you're going to see it in the water. I think you're going to see it in the clothing. I think it's going to be everywhere. And it's a tough time, you know, in which we live. And I think it becomes, you know, rather than trying to not have any of it, I think it becomes a mitigation issue. We just try to stay as clean and as healthy as you possibly can. Eat as much, you know, homegrown food as you possibly can. Even some of the so-called health foods that you see out there, in my opinion, are very suspect. And I just think that this is a time for great caution, you know, moving forward.
Because I noticed my buttermilk started having it, so I called the company, and she said, if you're comfortable, give me your name and phone number. We have to research it, and then we'll call you back. And when she said, if you're comfortable, I just said, no, I'm not giving her my phone. And, yeah.
Well, Anna, I've done extensive homework on dairy products, and I had not drank milk for probably 40 plus years, and I decided to start drinking fresh cow milk from a local dairy, because once I did my homework, and I would suggest you do the same thing, pasteurized milk is basically... The pasteurization process takes out all the things that really make milk and buttermilk healthy for humans to consume. I'm not at the moment, upon my instructions from Dr. Huff, I'm not consuming any milk at the moment. But if I go back to consuming milk again, it will only be fresh, unpasteurized raw milk from the local dairy. And I would urge you to do your own homework, my dear.
Yes, we do have a local dairy here that we could get it. You have to give $6 a gallon, but it's at least clean milk. So
there you go.
I'm going to start using. Yeah.
Good
okay,
for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. It's when the packaging says it contains something like this, a bioengineered substance, but with no specifics, that kind of leaves you in the dark, doesn't it, Kirk?
It really does. And you know, so many of these things, I mean, there's certain states that require, you know, complete and accurate labeling, and then there's many states that don't, you know, that allow them just to group everything into one category or another. And I think that, you know, that's it's tricky, you know, moving forward. And there can be a lot of healthy ingredients, too, that may not be good. You know, I mean, a lot of natural ingredients that may not be good, you know, as well. So I just think caution, you know, I to me, any food product that comes in a bottle, a bag or a box, you know, in the store is very suspect. And I just think that the food manufacturing, you know, that we see in the last 10, 15 years has used so many chemicals and so many chemical processes, and all of them seem to really degrade the, you know, the body's immune system, which is so essential, and will become more so, you know, moving forward. I see Charlie's here, huh?
Charlie from Florida. Charlie, I got a note from my the wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, that if you will follow her on Twitter, she will follow you.
Wonderful.
Are
you there, Charlie? That sounds, yes, I am. That's wonderful.
Okay, good.
Right. Yeah, I'll be glad to do that, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless, what is your question or comment, sir?
Well, a couple of them, I guess. I don't know what's going on with that last caller, but I'll tell you that I'm beginning to worry about everything now, all our food. They've been lying to us. They've been lying to us about whether they've been putting this mRNA stuff in RNA or mRNA stuff in there, because I've been hearing more and more reports about people talking about the beef and stuff like that as being suspect. A lot of people have been testing it and stuff, you know, since all this stuff started about the pork being in the pork, and they've been finding all kinds of stuff in it. A lot of them in Australia, they've been doing it for a long time. Evidently, they've been putting graphene materials, those little nano things in it, in their beef over there, and people are finding out about it over there. And I don't know. I just don't trust them one bit. And so it really is a horrible situation. I think people are really going to have to consider growing their own stuff. It seems to be the only way. And I'm like Kurt. I don't see how we're going to be able to completely mitigate this. It doesn't seem possible, you know, especially for the average person who has to buy their groceries from the supermarket. I am also calling in. I wanted to comment a little bit about this leaker thing, these documents. You know, when they first came out, the newspapers were reporting that the leaker was saying that we were losing like twice as many people over there that the Russians were losing twice as many people as we were here. And then now they're changing their tune, and they're saying a completely different thing about them. They're saying that the losses are seven times as high as many people here in the United States have lost their lives over there as the Russians have seven times as many people winning over there as we've lost. And I don't know if any of it's right. I know Colonel McGregor, I listen to him a lot. I know you don't care for him, but I got to tell you, he's a great man. And he says that our losses were about four times as high, that the Ukrainians lost four times as many people. By the way, you know, you were talking about this secret thing they found over there. Russia's claimed that they have gotten a bunch of stuff, and they took out like 500 American contractors over there that were in one location. I don't know if that has to do with it, but that might be part of what they're talking about, not wanting to divulge just secret stuff or whatever they've got over there. It's nuclear material or whatever. But I know that the Ukrainians are now back attacking that nuclear power plant, Zaporizhzhia, again. It seems to be that's their main line of attack. Anytime they want to get even with the Russians, they start attacking that plant. That seems to be where they're going to try to open up their main offense down there, if they have one. I don't think they have one. I'll be honest with you. I don't think they've got enough men and ammunition to really maintain a really decent attack down there. But, yeah, there's a lot of things on my mind this morning. So I'm not sure any of these stories coming out about this leaker thing are real. I really don't. This kid, I don't know how the heck he could get his hands on that kind of on real secret information. I really don't. I think the kid probably got it. McGregor also says that there's nothing top secret in him that he's seen. He said he's looked at him, and everything he's seen in him could be obtained on the internet. So I'm just wondering if the kid didn't just put it all together from crap he got off the internet. He said he was trying to impress his friends on Discord, you know? So I don't know. It's a mess. I'll tell you, we're in a heck of a mess. I know that. And the people, we're not ever being told anything, whether it's real or not real or whatever. The people are, we're the last ones to find out anything about anything in this world. So, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, tell your wife I'll be glad to follow her. I'll be listening to it.
She's listening, so she already heard you. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, I hope this young man gets a competent legal defense to defend him in what will be a court-martial event. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by as typically they do. We educate, we inform people, we entertain people, let them know what's going on so they can move forward with their own research and reach their own individual conclusions, can't they?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Folks, I want to remind everybody we've got some excellent specials going on right now at Water Revolution, whether you'd like a kitchen-mounted home system, a whole house system, our brand-new Helix Energizer, which has an excellent introductory video now available for it on the website. And again, it can all be accessed at libertymanwater.com. And don't forget about the great $100 off discount just for the John Moore listeners.
All right. All right. Well, Kirk, I know that after you watch this interview with Dr. Stuckelberger that you're going to be better educated yourself. All our listeners that watch this interview, Stu Peters did. It was actually 2 weeks ago, and Elizabeth in New York got this to me. Thank you, Elizabeth. It's a game changer. I sent a copy to Dr. Horowitz 25 minutes ago, so he probably won't have time to review it before the show, where he begins with us in about 8 minutes. But he'll be looking at it, I'm sure, also. A quick reminder, if you don't have a ReadyPure countertop water filter, one for every two adults, one for every three children, you really, really need that. You can go without food quite a while, but you can't go without water more than a couple of days without suffering severe health consequences and then death. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, that's right. It's a big deal. And one of these units is so great, whether it be pond water, even street water, or certainly water from your swimming pool, can all be made potable, you know, with this convenience system. So it's a great thing to have on hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Kirk, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm always looking for smoking gun evidence. And we do this. I'm always looking for clear and convincing evidence that will give us a better understanding of the worst crime in recorded human history. That's what's going on right now. I don't know what's going on in your neighborhood, but I've lost several friends here in my neighborhood. I expect to lose several more over the next 2 to 3 years. That's just an unfortunate reality. That's become reality, unfortunately. I don't know if my daughter and my son-in-law, my grandchildren, if they got saline solution. I looked up the lot numbers, looked like a couple of them were pretty bad stuff. So far, they appear to be healthy. Here's our break. We'll be right back with Dr. Horowitz.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.